I have been so scared to just up and do something crazy. And today, of all days, I decided to do just that. So I was getting ready for work, and as many of you, if you've listened to any of my podcasts at this point, know that I suffer from depression and anxiety. You know, some people think it's like the fucking cold or the flu. You take your medicine and it goes away and it doesn't come back till, you know, next winter season. No, you dumb fucking idiots. Like, read up on it. At this point, at this day and age, you should be more well aware of what depression and anxiety is and how it affects people and how it's not a fucking cold or flu symptom. You don't just get medication and it goes away for, like, Jesus. I mean, really? I get a call from my boss and the conversation was because I sent an email to my HR lady letting her know that the documentation that I needed to provide my doctors with was the FMLA form. That's to protect me. Right? Because as a human being, as a, you know, active citizen, I am still trying to work and make a living. And still with that, on top of that, I'm battling with myself. I'm battling with my fucking demons, my inner demons, each and every day, every moment. Because at any moment, anything can trigger it, and it's something all over again. And that's not what we're trying to do. What we're trying to do is better ourselves and control them. And even if we live with anxiety for the rest of our lives, at least we live it and we live with it in our own way. We start using it to our advantage. We start learning from it. We start knowing what to do and what not to do and how to live with it. But at this point, when you're just learning how to deal with everything and when you've just been diagnosed, I mean, what makes you think that I'm just gonna be able to be ready in 15 minutes to take on the whole goddamn world? I can barely take on myself getting out of bed. My boss was freaked out by these FMLA forms and called me and started asking me what the point of these forms were, that his organization, blah, blah, blah. He needed to speak to the firm's attorneys. And my thoughts are, you're a lawyer. I let you know about my situation. In his head, like, once again, I understand he's a lawyer, not a doctor, but once again, you should know about these things. And if you don't, then read about them. What made him think that I was gonna be better in 2 days? I let them know from the very beginning. And I didn't appreciate the fact that when he called me and asked me and told me that was I gonna need to start having accommodations? I let him know this is a formality. Me letting the office know about my diagnosis and how things need to be treated. And if there is any accommodations, the doctor will add it into that form, and that form is going to go back into the HR person's hands so that they can have it on my file. But no, he freaked out, and when I asked him if I could still go into work, he ended up deciding to throw rhetorical questions at me, going, well, are you fired? Are you suspended? And I was like, well, my question was regarding the firm of whether I should go into work today or not. That was a very upfront question that should have just been, oh, yes, you can still come into work today. There is no problem. He was basically arguing with me. I did not understand, because I've never had this type of situation with any of my employers before that I can even recall. And I found it so stupid. So stupid. So all of you out there, if you feel like you've gotten this far, don't take shit from anyone. Not even your fucking employer. Fuck them. Take care of yourselves. Peace out.